This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Because what's really important, Tucker, is that the assumptions of the left and the right are all skewed wrong. We have to find areas of agreement and areas that we share. And we do share the notion that education accomplishes certain things. One, it turns students into citizens.
Right.
And two, it teaches students how to run the country before it's their turn to run the country. And three, it teaches the values of this nation. People come from all over the world or are born into this nation without the values that we have here. That's why they came here, to get them. And what are they? You can put them in opportunity, rise by merit, and mobility and freedom. That's what we sell. And if you don't want that, you've chosen the wrong place. And you don't get a pass by being born here. You have to learn it. Even the Ten Commandments are not known at birth. You must learn them. And we must learn our values. And if we don't, we are fatally, fatally wounding ourselves. We will not have any way to really combat the ideas behind ISIS because we won't know our own. And we have to.
So you know, typically I interrupt our guests and I expected to debate you, but that was, I agree with every single word of that. And I just want to say thank you very much for coming, for emailing me late night and for coming on to say that, because I think it's important. And I hope that people watch.
Can I give you one idea? Can I give you one idea?
Give me one quick idea.
For everybody. Okay. Everyone knows the preamble to the Constitution, or should, and the preamble is in fact, the mandate of America. And I say, if every parent and teacher and school superintendent and public political commentator signed the preamble as a gesture of support for the demand to bring civics back to the grades below high school graduation, I'll call a civic strike, and we will get the attention of all the people that deserve to pay attention.
That is a great
point.
And we'll
get it back.
If you do that, I hope you'll come on to tell us how you're spreading that idea.
I'm doing it. People can go to my website, which is thedreyfusinitiative.org, and it's on the website. Sign the preamble.
Done.
Yeah, we got to link that, Scott. I gotta tell you, that's Mr. Holland's opus right there, Richard Dreyfus. I don't think he's been known to be a conservative per se, but. Boy, he's very reasonable in what he's talking about here. You know, civics has been out of the classroom since 1970, I believe is what I had read earlier. And think that it's been that long ago. Is it any wonder that we have a generation that doesn't even know what America is all about, what we're fighting about, what we're fighting against, that sort of thing? You know, as he mentioned, ISIS. You know, if you don't know what your own values are and what you stand for, and these are things that you have to learn. And if you're not learning, if you're not catching it and applying it, then you have May Day marches like what we're having all over the country today. And it's not about the traditional May Day march that would take place or celebration. This is all about anti-Trump. And it's like you wonder, you go, wait a minute. Here is a president that we elected, okay, and we're not hearing, you know, on this day, the news isn't going to tell you about all the people that support Trump, and by that I'm not saying they support necessarily 100%, but a majority of the policies and what Donald Trump is doing, people are behind, all about increasing jobs and putting America first and strengthening America, because for so long, America has been ignored. And where do we find ourselves now? reaping exactly what we have sown, and people do not understand what America is all about, and it is critical. And I appreciate Richard Dreyfuss's perspective on all this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And, hey, you want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And if you have a thought and you want to chime in, several ways in which you can do that. If you want to call us, Scott has opened up the phone lines, and we're happy to hear from you. All you have to do is, if you have the time, and I understand, you know, things are pretty crazy at this time of day. So, if you have a moment, you want to give us a call and you want to chime in on, you know, what Richard Dreyfuss had to say, hey, be interested to hear from you. 877-317-6432. That's 877-317-6432. Or, hashtag BML Talk. Hashtag BML Talk. Get involved in the conversation. And this is an invitation from Richard Dreyfuss. I think he summed this up, very well in terms of, the Dreyfuss Initiative, Civics Initiative, is all about. We have been disconnected from the very founding principles. Is it any wonder this generation doesn't even understand what's fighting for it? Is it any wonder that this generation can be led into socialism and they don't even know it? They really do not understand what's going on. And the parents and grandparents are watching our kids, or they come, you know, for dinner or, you know, Thanksgiving, and we go, whoa, who got a hold of our kids and who's indoctrinating them? And with things that we learned many years ago, whether it was, you know, Marxism, communism, all the isms and everything that are anti-American, are now, daily pablum for these kids that are being indoctrinated. And they come out and you go, whoa, wait a minute, what are you guys doing here? And, you know, as clearly has been coming out again, and think this is no exception. I mean, the only exception is might be a few colleges around the country like Liberty and that support our Constitution. But most institutions, educational institutions, that parents are paying, you know, $250,000 to educate their kids, and even at the community college level, you know, professors are taking over. They've hijacked the philosophy and the of our government, of what it's all about, and they've got their own theory, their own echo chambers out there. America's undeserving. We have no right to be in the position that we're in. And the kids, they better go along with what the teachers are saying. Because if not, then, hey, they're not going to get an A. They may not pass the course. They're going to be coerced into going along to get along. And a lot of kids will tell you in my anecdotal conversations and my travels across the country and talking to each other, they go, Bill, I don't have a choice. You know, if I fight, I mean, I try to come up against, the wackiness of a liberal teacher, and I pay the price. And then I got my parents to talk to, you know, in answer to them. And they're like saying, hey, can't you, you know, for all the money we're paying here, can't you just, hey, it's only a semester, you know, just put up with it for a semester or a quarter and move on, you know, get your grade and move on. And so, you know, they run the whole gamut. And it's a shame because along the way, we're wasting educational time to indoctrinate our kids. And they really do not understand the dangerous thought that is out there and how it's eroding the founding principles. So Mr. Holland's opus, you know, I say Richard Dreyfuss, wow, very well said in that interview with Tucker Carlson. And I support this and encourage you to go to the DreyfussInitiative.org, the DreyfussInitiative.org, sign the preamble. You know, we've got to make a statement. We the people have got to come together. In fact, my conversations throughout the weekend, even in my travels, as I'm on the West Coast here, and of course the West Coast is, you know, heavily involved with, you know, these marches that are going on that really are just all about Trump. They just hate Trump. They don't want anything to do with Trump. I mean, really? Come on, look at, he's the president of the United States. I mean, a lot of us didn't want a lot, you know, a whole lot to do with Barack Obama, but, you know, he was the president. And, you know, we prayed for President Obama. We prayed that he would make the right decisions. And here it is. We've got, you know, as you hear me say often, it is experience that defines preference. We had 8 years of experience with a liberal progressive agenda. And look at the price that we paid. $20 trillion in debt, lowest home ownership, home ownership since, I think, World War II. Unemployment. I mean, the employment numbers are a joke. They're an absolute joke. What they've done, you know, talk about fake news and fake polling numbers and all that sort of stuff. And don't think that, you know, I'm very leery of the polling evidence we get. I mean, even talking about the president that, you know, they want to do everything they can to invalidate Donald Trump. And they are rigging the polls. They're not even out there interviewing the right people or even the sample. You know, they're just going to get adults. How about getting adults that participated in voting that actually vote? Hey, did you vote? Okay, let me ask you a question. You know, you have more validity. If you didn't vote, I'm sorry, I can't really give you a lot of credibility and presence, you know, on the job that Trump is doing. And of course, right now, I mean, it's just ridiculous. You get Congressman and Chuck Schumer. Oh, I give him an F. But you give him an F. He absolutely failed his first 100 days. Are you kidding me? I mean, this only exacerbates the divide. I mean, they even had, I think it was in Chris Wallace on Sunday, they had a former congresswoman. You know, she gave him a D minus, and you know, not quite an F, a D minus. She said, well, because he signed his name. Really? You're going to talk like that? I mean, here, you're so quick to take exception when language does not, you know, does not reach to a higher level. Or it invalidates anybody in any way. Boy, you're yelling and screaming, but yet you'll go ahead and make this kind of statement about the president. I can understand. Be critical. You know, if you really have a critical point, do so, but with some intelligence, you know, with some solutions. Okay, what problem do you have? I mean, in the vast number of things that President Trump could have done in the first 100 days, what did he fall short on? I mean, here is a man who's working his tail off. I mean, he works on, what was he operating on, 3-4 hours of sleep here, Scott? And, you know, everybody's putting a stick in his spokes and his hands are tied. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I guess I don't mind people being critical of him, but I do, it does bother me when it's just because it's him that that's why yeah. They don't agree.
Because he's not a Democrat.
Yeah. I take issue to that. I'm critical of him myself. I think that he's, well, one, I think that once you're in the office, you find out things are a lot different than what they are from the outside. And I think he had to deal with that a little bit. But
not a whole lot.
yeah. Well, but he, you know, he was saying that he was a deal maker and all these things. And I expected him to actually, you know, be working on these, trying to get the deals done. Mm-hmm. And I was upset that he basically told Paul Ryan, you know, go take care of health care. Mm-hmm. Paul Ryan's already worked with the Democrats. It's obviously that something doesn't work there. So mm-hmm. I was hoping that he would be the guy to step in, bring the two parties together, And even if it's the two parties aligned against him, you know, at least that's a step to where, hey, they're starting to work together. I don't think that he's lived up to that end of the bargain yet.
Well, I think I don't think he's necessarily lived up to it because he's particularly incompetent or way too ornery. I think it's just, again, you've got such an ideological fix that is against him. We'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side of the break. Let us know your thoughts.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Bill, fantastic. And John Heap, people wonder when is he going to get past this thing with the press. He's not going to.
Never.
I mean, he's obsessed with it. And the irony is, a lot of the people he was attacking, he gave interviews to last week, including Reuters, Jeff Mason at Reuters, who ran the dinner Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, look, in a lot of ways, this is like the logical
conclusion or culmination of a trend that we've all seen in our career for the last 20 or 30 years, right? It had become a staple of Republican politics to attack the mainstream press, particularly the New York Times. When you got in trouble, when you had to kind of some kind of political crisis, go on offense against the media, now you have a presidency where that has become a central defining feature. Rather than a kind of break glass emergency move, it's now kind of the core of it. And the reason that they do it is because it obviously works on some level in the sense that it has deep resonance for the base that Trump is talking to. He is doing an amazing job at solidifying and locking down all the people that voted for him in 2016. He caters to them, he talks about them, and they are 100% with him. And that's a real political asset, but it has limits.
Well, what's interesting, that's John Heilman, along with Morning Joe, talking about Donald Trump and his conflict with the media. Scott, why would he not have conflict with the media? I mean, it's not like Trump just decided one day, well, I'm going to hate the media. I mean, has there been some misreporting?
Well, I like how that he, you know, it's been kind of the staple of the Republican. Well, we have a whole slew of emails that kind of show why that's a thing.
Yeah, because 99% of the editors are very liberal. And, you know, with Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, you know, on down the line, they have set up the line. You know, they've become propaganda arms for the Democratic Party. I mean, and as you say, there's emails, you know, that came out.
Well, yeah, and I mean, We know, we have proof that they and we've talked about this before, to where they're really good at all taking the same line and looking like they're in unison. Mm-hmm. Well, part of that could be is because it's really easy to all keep the same talking points out there when you're controlling what the talking points are. Mm-hmm. To where then they spin anything that is said by a Republican to be what however they want it to be. And then that becomes the reality.
Well, the whole idea, I mean, fake news has been given, you know, rise and credence, that whole concept of fake news, because of, you know, what has happened with journalism. And I got to tell you, you've heard me say this before. I mean, I feel for professional journalists, you know, who want to do their job and that are working hard, and they are being tainted with this whole fake news and things that, whether it's the Times or the Washington Post, some of the things that they put out there, other news outlets, they say, wait a minute, it should be credible. And look, I'm saying, have your opinion, but do, you know, but put your opinion where it's supposed to be, in the editorial pages. Don't put it on, you know, in the news, in the front page. It's not fair to the constituency. And then they wonder, it's so funny, then they ask the question, Scott, they go, I don't understand why this country is so divided and why everything is so divisive. Well, my goodness, you know, everything the media, the mainstream media, the drive-by media has been putting out there is exactly that. Look, you're reaping what you sow, and then you have the audacity to say, you know, why is it this way? What have you contributed in terms of fairness? You know, kind of, and it does. It does kind of make me, you know, feel bad, because you do have some good journalists. And speaking of which, just a programming note, we're going to be talking to the authors of Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes, Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. That's going to be coming up. Boy, terrific journalists. I mean, they're very well known. I mean, they were, because of their approach and how they had got access to the campaign, they've interviewed hundreds of insiders to get an idea as to what happened, you know, inside the Hillary camp, you know, from, you know, John Podesta, the exposure of Podesta's emails, speaking of emails, you know, the email situation that just haunted Hillary Clinton, because she just could not find the answer. She could not somehow, for the sake of liability and everything, she just couldn't make it go away. And James Comey, and, you know, on and on, and all the different players, the inside players, Paul Mary, you know, Robbie Mook, and what happened there, and, you know, rising stars within the Democratic Party that had everything going their way, that they were going to be forever, you know, etched in history as the geniuses and the wunderkinds of the Democratic Party and of the political world. And it's all exposed in this book. Boy, the insight and the way they've captured the facts. But, you know, this is the kind of journalism that you laud and you're grateful for, because it gives you a clearer instinct, an idea of what, you know, what happened. You know, for those of you that still wonder, I mean, you know, they, you know, it's easy to say, well, she was a flawed candidate. But, you know, what else went, what dynamics went into play into a campaign that all the pundits, and there we go back to the media again, the mainstream media that was saying, Scott, you remember, 90%. I mean, this is going to be a runaway, a landslide. Donald Trump, there's no way. He's a clown. He's not going to make it. And so because of all that setup, people somehow believe that it's okay for them to speak ill of this president, but at what cost? I mean, the country is paying a price for this. You know, you got a lot of energy out in the streets today, anti-Trump energy, you know, what, you know, talking about immigration. We've got activist judges that cannot seem to understand the president's job one, which we've been saying forever, is to protect our national security. Our national security was greatly compromised under the previous administration. And now you got a president that's there, and now you've got judges, activist judges, going, no, oh, because on the campaign trail he talked about Muslims, so it's clearly, it's a Muslim ban. Oh, okay. It's a Muslim. Well, you know, when you're talking about a country that's 98%, that's sending us 98% of the people who are Muslims, I guess, yeah, I guess you can say it is a Muslim ban. But that's not what this was. It was a targeted ban, or and even then it wasn't even a ban. It was a timeout, saying, look, we don't understand who these people are. You know, the information that we have is all compromised in terms of their backgrounds and that. Is it not reasonable to say, look, let's put a timeout on this and figure this out before we just let people come in here random? And we've already got, you know, our U.S. Marshals, our FBI, you know, their hands are full right now chasing down over 1,000 investigations of potential terrorists. And I think that number is a minor number. It's kind of like talking about immigration. You know, they go, well, I think we got like maybe 11, maybe 12 million. You don't even know how many undocumented people here. And it's from all over. I mean, we got people here from Europe, from Canada. I mean, you name it. I mean, they've all come here. Now, some coming here hoping that, hope upon hope, they might be able, you know, to stick here and land here and, you know, find a way to make it here. But then in the mix of all this, which has already been stated, you know, by the opposing leaders, that we're going to, you know, they're going to infiltrate. Assad himself even said, yeah, you know, we've got people, they're going to infiltrate all these refugees and they're going to come in. And so, you know, this is what we have today. Luke Adler, former U.S. Marshal for many, many years, says, Bill, every time we open up the gates and we bring refugees in, our responsibility and our jobs in tracking down bad people in the midst of this, you know, goes up exponentially. It's reasonable to think that we could filter them out at the, you know, at the border, but not when they come here, because they come here and they're, I mean, this is still a pretty big country. There's a lot of places they can hide. And, you know, here it is. So these guys really have their hands tied, and we make it very difficult to them, you know, for them to secure our national security, protect our citizens. And then we have a president that says, hey, don't you think it's about time that we protect our citizens? And, you know, the people say, yeah, and they elect him president. And, you know, and all because Democrats, well, he didn't get the popular vote, you know. So and that somehow makes his presidency invalid. Okay, well, how does that work for you? How does that work for this country and for its citizens if you have a president that's invalid?
The Cleveland Indians had more hits than the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs are the champions.
Yes, right. Exactly. I mean, you know, come on. You know, let's get real here, you know, and this is, again, I congratulate Richard Dreyfuss for his sobriety and his reasonableness in getting the country back on track. At the basis of this, it is understanding civics. It's understanding our Constitution and the reason for our existence. If we're not connected with our Constitution, we're in trouble.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, you want to know what makes this country great? I say look in the mirror, all right? That's what makes this country great. We are blessed to be in this country, and with it comes a responsibility that our founding fathers passed on to us, and that is to understand that we are the bastions of freedom. We are the ones. It's we, the people. But if we abdicate this rightful position that we have based on our Constitution, then you have the America that we have today where our kids are lost and disengaged from what's going on. I want to bring Dr. Herb London in with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the new book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. Herb, always good to have you with us. How you doing? Okay, I'm not hearing Herb London here, so
I just said it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Good. Yes, I can hear you now. We just, you know, sometimes, you know, when the left cord doesn't connect with the right cord, you know, we have that awful thing they call in radio called dead air, you know, which that's a whole nother issue. But I'm glad that we're connected here. Herb, we've been talking this morning. You know, Richard Dreyfuss was on Tucker Carlson the other night. And really, I think what he had to say was very sobering, and it's a message that needs to be heard across the country and embraced to get people away from all this ideological combativeness and unreasonableness that's going on. I mean, we're wasting time here. I mean, we're out there having parades because people hate Trump, and, you know, and in spite of all this and the interference that has taken place, the resistance of the Democratic Party, who I say, look at, you know, you guys are as responsible as the Republicans for messing up this government. We need all hands on deck. We need your minds, your energy into solving the problems of America, not sitting here fussing over, you know, a bad campaign, the fact that your candidate lost. Get over it. You know, we've got the people's business to get on with.
Bill, look, I think you've stated it very well indeed. My feeling about this is that we've got to start looking at what goes on in our schools. America is an extraordinary place. To say that America is simply unusual doesn't do justice to the extraordinary role that we've played in world affairs. Mm-hmm. If you look at the last 1,000 years, you'd have to say there have been some extraordinary developments, from the introduction of the computer to the airplane, telephones, electricity. But the most significant development was the creation of the United States. Mm-hmm. Nothing else would have been possible without that. So I think it's important for students to start understanding why there is a certain kind of romance attached to this country. And when you understand that, you understand that there are certainly warts associated with America and mistakes that have been made. But at the same time, you have to recognize the exceptional character of this country. If we do that, then I think people can come together. Part of the difficulty that we are now facing is that young people go to school and all they learn about is a kind of anti-American psychology. Mm-hmm. That there's something wrong with the United States, that we're a colonial nation. We exploit other people. This is what you hear in our schools. As a consequence, kids no longer understand or appreciate the fact that the United States is unique. And when you find yourself in that position, you have to ask the question, why would I defend a country like that? Why exactly. would I defend the liberties of this country? They don't understand it. And that, I think, is one of the real problems that you have when you see these crazy characters running around California and Oakland and elsewhere demonstrating. They do not understand or appreciate what makes this country truly unique.
Without a doubt. And what you're saying, Herb, is, and I hope people are really capturing this, because we've been, you know, we've been the counter voice to the culture for a long time here, and I believe we're going to need to continue to do that because of the false information that these kids have been indoctrinated on. I mean, we see what happened in the Middle East, you know, what has gone on. I mean, the reason we can't come to any kind of peaceful arrangement in the Middle East is because they're so doctrinally fixed and oriented at an early age. I mean, this has been going on for generations, this anti-Israel hatred, this pro-Arab or pro-Palestinian position, or, you know, you talk about nationalism and all the different, you know, particular interests for each of these Arab countries that has been taking place. That's a perfect case in point. But the kids in the on the college, the next generation that's coming up to take over the leadership of this country, they don't get it. I mean, Barack Obama obviously didn't get it because he thought he could do something different based on theory, no empirical evidence. I say based on the, as some have said, the faculty lounge foreign policy book. They had a shot at it for 8 years, and the evidence is clear. It just doesn't work.
Well, not only doesn't it work, but I think what you have is an Obama foreign policy that was neither foreign nor policy. It was not based on the idea that the United States could play any role in protecting its interests abroad. Mm-hmm. We have to start understanding the fact that there is a uniqueness to America. I want young people to come away from their schooling understanding that this is a country worth defending because it is so unusual in world history. That light that shines from the Statue of Liberty emanates across the globe. People want to emulate the United States because the liberties that we are privileged to enjoy are so unique, so different from other places around this world. And I think that when the kids in Tiananmen Square had to build a monument to their future, what they were trying to create, they didn't build the Eiffel Tower. They built the Statue of Liberty. Because it is the liberties in America that most people want to imbibe. And that is what we have to be able to teach our young people.
Exactly. And we have the experience. We've got the stories to tell. But those stories have been blunted. They've been taken out of the history books at a grave cost to its citizens. And this is why our kids are lost and people are easily persuaded by the by these activist professors that have purported fake news out there, that have compelled students to, you know, agree with their viewpoint. And then, you know, here they graduate from school and they go into the real world and get a rude awakening.
Well, the young people in America today are trained in incapacity. They no longer know anything about their own history, their own the unique qualities of our Constitution. They know nothing at all about America. Now, of course, this is a gross exaggeration. There are some who do. But yes. The fact is that what you've seen is a dumbing down in the United States. And it's time for Americans to once again gain consciousness about what is necessary in order to move ahead. If we are going to move ahead properly, people should start understanding what our founding fathers had to go through. Think about the compelling features of these young men who stood up to the British, representing the largest and most powerful government in the world, saying we are going to be independent and we're going to do it on our own. We're going to put our lives on the line. And they did. And then now you think about this kind of romantic image compared to the stories that you now hear, which are the stories that have become the romantic stories of our time. Che Guevara, he was a thug and a killer. I mean, you compare him to the John Adams and the George Washington and the people who created this nation. Truly extraordinary people. So I think that it's important for young people to start understanding something about the founding of America, start understanding the nature of our Constitution, what makes it so unique, because it is an Augustinian document that is truly an understanding, a deep understanding of the biblical principles on which this Judeo-Christian society was founded. So I think that there's something so special about America that people do not no longer appreciate. And that is something that we've got to try and recreate in the school systems across America.
Well, Herb, you bring up an excellent point here. I mean, the comparative between Che Guevara and our founding fathers, pick one. And how does that match up? I mean, look at what they did. And 250 years later, 250 plus years later, it lives. Liberty still lives because of what they did. What about Che Guevara? What about all these other, you know, acute populist leaders that these professors, you know, teach about in school? It's like, what are they all about? You know, what did they do? What have they contributed, you know, to their own countries or even to the world by comparison?
Well, I mean, the comparison obviously is, I look at kids wearing T-shirts that have Che Guevara. Where are the kids wearing T-shirts that have George Washington?
Exactly. No, excellent point. Our conversation with Dr. Herb London continues, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the new book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of international leaders that are grateful for this new president right now. And that is made really clear, and especially in light of what is going on with North Korea. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. Senators, we're told that it is a very, very grave issue with North Korea right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, the question is, when is the dumbing down of America, when have we reached our capacity? When is enough enough? When are you going to take a stand against it? As we talked about earlier about the Richard Dreyfuss Initiative, boy, I recommend that you go to his website, check it out. Dr. Herb and I were talking about this as well. Look at what makes our government work, Herb, is that the citizens have to be self-responsible. I mean, this is a government up for and by we the people, but if we're not going to hold our rightful position, you have the 21st century America that we're living with today.
Thomas Jefferson once made the point that a democracy cannot exist in the over the long term if you do not have an educated population.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the issues that we are now facing. Americans are not being educated, not being educated about what has to be transmitted from one generation to the next, not being educated about, as I've indicated, the unique qualities of the United States. That is the kind of education that I think is necessary.
And by contrast, look at what the North Koreans are being educated with. What is their worldview of North Korea and, dare I say, America?
Well, the North Koreans, I mean, that is not a country. That is a slave camp. And what you have in North Korea is nothing that the world would want to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
You have nuclear weapons, and you have virtually nothing else. Food supply and fuel are determined by what the Chinese will provide and what you can obtain through extortion from other nations. The North Koreans produce nothing of their own. If you're flying a satellite around the globe and you were to look at light in that in Asia, you would see South Korea all lit up. It is one of the most important and impressive economies in the world, 13th largest economy in the world. And then you look at North Korea, it's dark, it's dank. There is nothing there. There is nothing in North Korea. You have this erratic leader in Kim Jong-un, and then you have nuclear weapons. That's it. And so what lessons are to be garnered from this kind of understanding? What you understand is that the North Koreans of the world represent the threat. This is a nation that does not understand the character of liberty or what it means for its people. And so, again, what you're facing is a real threat because this backward nation has nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons changes the calculus, and that calculus, of course, changes the correlation of forces. That's the problem that we are facing at the moment.
And, of course, his manifesto, I'm talking about Kim Jong-un, like his father and his grandfather before him, is they want to be in the power position, and they're willing to use whatever they can to be in that position. They've made it real clear that their ambitions for, you know, to be nuclear is to control the region and to be able to sell nuclear weapons to other nations.
Well, that's all they can sell. I mean, President Clinton had a deal with them, and the deal was we will provide food and fuel, which we did in very large, numbers, and in return, the North Koreans would not develop nuclear weapons. Of course, that did not happen. They did not live up to the agreement, and we've done nothing subsequently to make sure that they live up to an agreement. Trump is faced with a very difficult situation because this mess has been dumped into his lap.
Exactly.
And what he is now facing is a very distinct threat. The North Koreans possess nuclear weapons. They will possess, at least by 2020, the capacity to deliver to an ICBM to the west coast of the United States, and they may even be able to use submarine-based nuclear weapons to reach the Hawaiian Islands next year. So we are facing a threat that the president brought to the attention of the full Senate, and he was saying, look, this is something that we simply cannot ignore. Now, you know, there are many who want to put their head in the sand and say, look, this will go away. It's not going to go away. Kim Jong-un has nothing to offer except the threat of nuclear war.
Well, and where you have Kim Jong-un right now, you've got Iran following the lead. I mean, this is Iran 5 years from now, isn't this, Herb?
Well, I think that by and large, the technology that the Koreans have developed, North Koreans have developed, have been sold to the Iranians. They have all of that technology. And so, you know, people say, well, they're going to get nuclear weapons. They can probably start developing nuclear weapons right now with the refined uranium that they have. So, I'm convinced that Iran is already a nuclear power. And then if you consider the deal that was made with Obama, there is no question that they will be given the opportunity to be a nuclear power quite legitimately. And so you're facing a situation where they cheat and they're a nuclear power in a year. They don't cheat, they're a nuclear power in 5 years or 10 years.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing that you have that you brought out is Kim's fake army. You know, when you keep looking at these parades and the pomp and circumstance and you see what's going on and you go, you know, how much is real here?
Well, if there were a conventional war between North Korea and South Korea, South Korea would win. I don't have any doubt that that would be the case. The problem, however, is the nuclear weapons question. That changes all of these considerations. You start dealing with an escalation scenario and you get the nuclear weapons, there's a distinct advantage that the North Koreans have. And even with the defensive capabilities that we put into South Korea, there's no doubt that there are still very real problems. And the Japanese have a big problem because if you send a nuclear missile from Pyongyang to Fukuoka in Japan, it would be 11 minutes. The Japanese Constitution says you must engage in some consultation if you're going to respond to any kind of military activity. What kind of consultation is possible in 11 minutes? Except
exactly.
To say the missiles are here. The missiles
are
coming. Nothing more. So they need a deterrent. And that is one of the questions that I think is going to be raised in these deliberations. If the Japanese develop a nuclear weapon, that would put even more pressure on the Chinese to put more pressure on North Korea.
Exactly.
The Japanese could develop a nuclear weapon very easily. It's the Constitution, Article 9, that prevents them from doing so.
Right. Well, Herb, I was going to ask you about Donald Trump. Did you think it was inopportune for him as he's setting up these defense weapons, you know, for any kind of missile attack from the north to the south, to talk about payment? You know, that seemed to come up, and I'm not sure this is the right time to bring that up. I mean, we have a sense of emergency. We have an agreement that we're going to protect South Korea. Why do you want to? It almost makes us seem mercenary.
Well, I wasn't entirely happy with that comment, and I'm not always happy with the comments that have been made by President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what he has is a very responsible national security team with McMaster, Mattis, and Leahy.
No doubt.
And I think that those three guys understand these matters very well indeed. Tillerson, I also think, has handled himself very well on the State Department front. So I think he ought to allow these people to be the spokesman during this very dangerous period. He is, you know, Donald Trump is in some respects somewhat bombastic, loves to get involved, makes comments off the cuff. Not always useful to do so in a period where there are great dangers on the horizon.
For you, you know, Herb, is Tillerson one of the big surprises of the first 100 days? He is for me.
Well, I don't know about big surprises. He's a surprise. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy is smart. He's tough. He understands world affairs in a manner that I wouldn't have thought would be possible based on his prior experience at Exxon.
Exactly. Right.
I've been very pleased and impressed with the things that he said and the way in which he's conducted himself. So I think he is clearly a plus for this administration.
Yeah, I like the way he's measured, the calmness in which he's willing to take on tough subjects. I mean, he's going to NATO, Herb, to tell them that, hey, guys, can you pay up? He's not sure what to expect, but he goes and he's in front of NATO and says, you know, I think you need to, you know, pay up. You signed an agreement saying you were going to pay 2%. You haven't been doing that. America's carrying the deal. Can you go along with the agreement? And they go, well, nobody ever asked before. But
well,
he was charged with this
Trump,
important deal, right?
Right. Well, Trump has made that point right from the campaign season to the present. Mm-hmm. And I think that NATO should make a larger financial contribution. On the other hand, the one important thing that Tillerson has done is he said the United States is committed to NATO. The idea mm-hmm. that we're going to pull out of NATO, that we're threatening NATO, that is something that is not occurring. And I think that that's wise. NATO is essential as a kind of counterweight to whatever ambitions Putin has in Europe. And I think it's important that we maintain this kind of close tie and alliance to NATO. The idea that the Europeans would establish their own independent army is absurd, absolutely
yes,
absurd.
Exactly.
If they do develop, put $5 billion into this, why don't they put $5 billion into NATO? Make more sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a way, Trump has kind of been the good cop, bad cop kind of negotiator, you know, because of the way he's come across, and that goes along with his personality. And it seems like we are starting to get some positive movement. I mean, people go, well, he backed off and, you know, on his position on NATO. Well, look at, they backed off on their position. They decided they're going to participate. The UN, the same thing. They have a desire to be more relevant. And the job that Nikki Haley, I mean, that's another pleasant surprise in the first 100 days.
Well, you know, one of the things that is true is that when dictators around the world start saying that your president is unpredictable and is a cowboy, that usually is a very good sign.
Right.
I mean, you may remember Hitler called FDR a cowboy. I like that kind of cowboy.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and we have that, but also we have some measured people in his administration that are bringing some necessary balance. Now, if we could only get the Democrats on board to help us fix the mess that they helped to create, imagine what could happen to our government then, Herb.
Well, again, I think that's a long shot. I think the Democratic view is resistance, resistance, resistance. And I think that's very unfortunate. But hopefully, after they take a slacking in the next congressional election, the Democrats might come around.
Well, maybe that might be what it takes. I mean, considering the way they're unhinged right now with Tom Perez and the leadership that he's offered to them, and even with his recent outburst about telling all Democrats that if you don't go along with them on the abortion issue, they're kicking you out of the tent.
I know. I mean, what does this suggest about ideological purity? This is remarkable, absolutely remarkable.
Without a doubt. Dr. Herb London, professor and president at the London Center for Policy Research, and the author of the new book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs, book available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Lifetime.